Browns. William Quaggenbush, Ben Milstead, live inside the Upcountry Fiber studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. 654 Roar, if you'd like to get in. 654-7627. If you want to join us on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines, the Adams Roofing text line, after a very busy weekend in the world of not counting football games, both college and pro. We're going to talk about that today. Lots of different little things to just pick your brain about out there, as I've been sort of picking my own brain this weekend. Nice to have Ben Milstead back in the building today. Happy Monday, sir. It's great to see you.
Great to see you, and good to be back. I was able to listen to some of your little show Thursday and Friday. Appreciate Keanu filling in. Y'all did a great job.
Thank you.
I was entertained.
I know you especially enjoyed the poop conversation.
Yeah, sadly, I missed that.
I knew. I was like, if Ben were listening right now, we would get a text about this.
Yeah, I missed that.
We stumbled into it. We fell in poop.
You fell
what
into
we did.
It. That's what I just heard.
That's exactly what we did.
I had a good time away though, and
yeah,
was able to listen some, and I have a knack for picking the hottest weekend of the year. 2 years in a row now, to spend time in a campground on a lake near you, and that's where I was. So, it's always fun. To, you know, got some longtime friends that we camp with, and just great to see those people and spend time together.
I'm curious your thoughts on this. How many consecutive days do you think it can be slightly hotter than the previous? Because I think for the last 25 calendar days, it's been slightly hotter than the previous. I'm waiting for one day I'm going to step outside and some app is going to tell me that the real feel is like 119.
Yesterday afternoon felt dangerous. I mean, like dangerous, dangerous. I have a black vehicle, and I realize the temperature that you get when your car's been sitting there is not accurate. But I always pay attention to it. Yesterday said 121, and that's the hottest I've ever seen that pop up.
Yeah, if the second digit is a 2, and it's not the leftmost digit.
Now, I've seen 12 before.
Yes.
But
121, that's not great. We're in a heat advisory, so please do be careful. And as per usual, when the weather is an ungodly mess, shout out to the mail people out there just delivering the mail, hopping out to give packages to the front porches. We salute you.
Oh, listen, last Wednesday I had HVAC people working in my attic, and these two young fellas were up there all day long. And at one point I said, y'all have to come out of there. You've got to take a break. I feel for those people. Slabtown Tiger wants to know the Hartwell campground of choice. Oconee Point. There's so many good. I mean, we are blessed to have that right here in our backyard. But Oconee Point was my campground of choice, and it's a phenomenal place. Great people.
Slabtown Tiger is also on. It says not just the male people, but shout out to the female people as well. That's just great.
Yeah,
man, glad to know where your head's at, Slabtown Tiger.
Electrician saying he's been working in a warehouse. Oh man, I bet that is brutal.
I mean, that's just it's unbelievable. Like at some like if you just give me we're at the point now, if you just give me a crisp 91. Like, can I just have a crisp 91? Just not a like the real feel outside in Easley, South Carolina right now, according to the Weather Channel app, is 100 degrees, and it will continue to get hotter through the afternoon.
Texture said when you go camping, you have to have a bonfire. You know, one of the ladies that was with us suggested that. And I was like, we have two fans running right now, two air conditioners running inside the camper. You think I'm lighting a fire? I mean, you could have just laid hamburgers on the hood of my truck and cooked them.
I was going to say.
No.
No, s'mores, you just like put them on a stick and just raise it to the sun.
What you need is
ready.
What do you need is a portable cold tub to take the place of the bonfire.
That honestly, what you're describing now is dangerously close to glamping. If you're talking about like sweating and then getting in the cold tub, I mean, you're talking about some one percenter stuff. But I'll allow it. If in these conditions, I will allow it, sir.
Yeah, bonfires are overrated. Don't at me.
Too much effort for the payoff. Is that why?
Effort, smoke, heat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that your camping hot take? Would you say that's your hottest camping take?
Sure. Let's do that.
Okay.
I stand by what I said, people.
I think bonfires are overrated just because, like, you can do a lot of stuff right, and then you know, something goes wrong, like a storm blows through, or a mighty gust of wind blows through at the wrong angle, and you got to start over. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. I can't be doing, especially not in the summer. I'll not be doing that. Glad you got some good time with friends and family away. That's great. Glad to have you back. What's the best thing you saw this weekend? Did you see anything of note this weekend?
I did. I watched the Braves stink it up a couple of games until yesterday. Mm. I watched, let's see, my son and daughter-in-law are Cleveland Browns fans, so I watched the first half of their preseason game and then watched bits and pieces of other. The best thing, I felt like the rookies in the NFL, most were as advertised. I also know what I'm watching and that it's a very small sample size, but I'll throw Deshaun Watson into rookies because it's been so long since he played. He feels like a rookie again.
I think he's wearing a name tag out there.
He was 11 of 15. One of the incompletions hit his receiver square in the numbers for what would have been a first down. They ran him a couple of times, a quarterback sneak. I didn't think he pushed off, you know, was favoring the leg a little bit. I believe the Achilles was on his push-off leg. There was a couple that, you know, his footwork looked a little – he was a little antsy perhaps, but then he threw an absolute dime. I mean, just really stepped into it on one completion to his right that looked great. So, you know, people – Jets fans, bless their heart. Listen, I'm glad Cade looked decent in his opener. Quack, I actually read he reminds me of Joe Namath. And I just
no.
He did. I swear, man. I read that. He reminds me of Joe Namath. Like, because they're both wearing green? Like, what?
Oh my goodness. Reminds me of Joe. Okay.
Like,
we got to stop this.
Tell me you haven't watched college without telling me.
This is occupational suicide because we're supposed to get you interested on the things that happen. I will forever say that anything that's not a counting game is absolute foolishness to the naked eye.
Oh, it's definitely.
Absolute foolishness. That's not to say that being good is still not greater than being bad. Like, rarely do you see a poor stat line and you go, well, actually, that probably was great. No, that's bad. But you can't trust good stat lines in these things.
No, and Ben Listener says, did Joe blow oats in college too?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Do you know, I had multiple Clemson fans that were like, what if he's good in the pros?
What if he's good?
What if he's good? Well, if he's good, then we'll deal with it. We got a long way to go to get there, folks.
Can I say this? Can I say he's already looked better than I thought he ever would in the pros?
Yep. I think so. That was a it was a solid performance.
It was a solid performance. So
he outperformed Bailey Zappi, which that's really all you have to do is just beat Bailey Zappi in a bunch of practices, get that backup job, and then wait for your old boy to get hurt.
The Jets are also so desperate for good quarterback play. So there's you know, there's an element of that too. You want to convince yourself that he's got similarities to Joe Namath.
You know, I think the Jets need because you can make the argument that
and they saw him half of a preseason game, and that's where they are. Bless their heart.
The butt fumble really did turn the organization into ash. I mean, they've really mostly sucked since then. I think they need a quarterback that is willing to do the butt fumble again to just reset things back to normal. Because you remember, like, the early Mark Sanchez, Rex Ryan? Like, they were competitive in the AFC. We were having Patriots-Jets conversations in the AFC East, and they were seen as Super Bowl-ish, Super Bowl adjacent. And then the butt fumble happens, and they've just been ruined. It's like the curse of the Jets. They need a quarterback that's willing to do that again. Just to, like Freaky Friday, you gotta come together again to reverse that thing. You got to do it. Ben, I'm going to tell you real quick, the best thing I saw this weekend, and this is why sports are great, okay? Because I sat down on a random Saturday because I wanted to watch Matthew Boyd pitch for the Cubs. Now, Matthew Boyd is on my fantasy baseball team, and that team is going nowhere. But I was excited to watch Matthew Boyd because the guy makes about 3 starts between injuries. And so I got a very small window to enjoy my little lefty Matthew Boyd pitch for the Cubs. And I watched Matthew Boyd in the first inning. He throws great. Bam. Really good. Second inning, gets Alec Burleson. Long at bat, he gets him out. The next pitch he throws is to something called Joshua Baez. Joshua Baez was a pretty good prospect in AAA for the Cardinals. Joshua Baez turned that fastball around in his major league debut. The first pitch he saw, 449 feet. Hit it almost 110 off the bat. Wrigley Field held it for a mere millisecond. That thing was out of here, okay? So I'm going, all right, he grooved a fastball to the rookie. No big deal. We're good. The guy's off to a great start. Next time Baez comes up, launching pad again. He throws him off speed. I think it was off speed pitch the second time.
Was it still Matthew Boyd?
Still Matthew Boyd. Pow! Left field. Not 449, but hit really good. The next time, Ben, he pitches him away. Guy goes oppo to cavernous right field in Wrigley Field. He goes 3-for-3 with 3 home runs in his first 3 career at-bats, resulting in almost all the runs. Matthew Boyd gave up 4 home runs. This guy hit 3 of them. He drove in 5 runs of the 7 that Boyd gave up. I've never seen anything like this. Now, we struck out 3 times on Sunday. Welcome to the big leagues. I sat down to watch a nondescript middle-of-the-day baseball game, and Ben, I saw something that's literally never been done before.
When you started this story, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking slow sports week for Kwok because he's talking about something named Matthew Boyd pitching to something named Joshua Baez. You sold me. 3 home run, 3-for-3 with 3 home runs. I would just hang up my cleats right then.
He had a bunch of family there too, like several rows of family. They were obviously, they're going ballistic and they're in a fever dream. Now again, you know, they were...
That's fantastic, man.
It's great. It's absolutely great. And like I said, when you show up at the ballpark, it's true of all sports, but I think it's particularly true of baseball. Somebody's going to pitch a no-hitter in a game that really doesn't matter. Somebody's going to hit for the cycle in a game that really doesn't matter. Somebody's going to hit 3 home runs in their debut in a game that doesn't matter. That's why baseball is beautiful. We're reminded of that this weekend. Or at least those of us that really were actually pissed that Matthew Boyd gave up 7 runs and 6 1/3. All right, short break. We'll come back. AP poll is out. We'll tell you if Clemson made the cut right after this.
The Roar's 2026 College Football Kickoff Show will be live from Southern...
...on it. I feel like one of the principal issues that people had with the coaches poll that was very loudly stated was that Clemson was in the coaches poll. I actually think that the way this works now, and I hate to say this because I don't think the coaches poll is, I prefer the AP poll. I do. I prefer the AP poll, particularly as the season goes on. Coaches, SIDs, they can't possibly watch these other teams. They just don't. Media still can't do it if you're covering teams, but they got a better chance of keeping up halfway. Then I think that the AP voters are reactive to the reaction from the coaches poll. And so I think there's a sensitivity in the AP to say, you know what? We're not sure the coaches got that one right. And a lot of people aren't sure that the coaches got that one right. Who can we put in instead? So it's almost like the coaches poll gets to be the guinea pig where we go, or maybe like trial one, where we look at it and go, you know, I'm not sure about that. I think we did this whole exercise. Who should be in? Was it this team or this team or this team or this team? And as I'm looking at this poll right now, it is striking that one of the things we said is, huh, we're kind of surprised that Clemson's in and Louisville's not. AP has Louisville 24 and Clemson the first team out.
You'll recall that is one of the discrepancies, if you will, we all talked about with the college, with the coaches poll. I realize who we are the flagship station of here, but I felt like there would have been more justification with the coaches poll to put in Louisville than Clemson. I would say that, you know, we always are going to disagree with polls because we're all human, but I have much less questions about the AP than I do the coaches.
I
don't have a problem with Clemson not being in either, for the record.
Oh, I for sure don't. I think Clemson ought to have to earn their way. 100%, I think they ought to have to earn their way. I'm not surprised that they're in. I am surprised that they're basically, you can look at the point totals here and get this sense that Clemson is basically also a ranked team. Like, look at the drop-off from Clemson and who was next in there. The drop-off between...
And I haven't looked beyond the 25, so...
Okay.
Where is Clemson? Where do they fall?
Hold on just 1 second. Let me see this. Oh, how did that
I tell
happen?
You, while you're looking, let me just remind people of this. Because we all forget how that works, the AP. And it's easy to sit here and criticize as if it is one person coming up with their poll and we rip them to shreds. This, a jury of your peers, if you will.
That's exactly what it is.
There's 69 people this year that are voting. They're all broadcasters or media types. The AP themselves employs people. Those people do not vote. So this is a collection of people who do what you and I do, Quok, from across the country. And when someone lands at, you know, Texas at number 5, for instance, that's not one person's voting. That is the collection. That is where they fall from a point standpoint of writers all across the country. And I'm certain there are writers who have Texas number 1, and there are probably other writers who have Texas 14. You know, this is where they average out to number 5. So just keep that in mind when we, you know, it's like, you're a bunch of freaking idiots. Well, it's 69 idiots from all across the country, and some of them certainly are idiots, but it balances out here.
A few of them are also smart.
Yeah.
You know, That's interesting you bring that up. That's why Indiana had the second or third most first place votes in the coaches poll, and they finished 6th? Because you probably had some people putting him 1, and you had plenty of people putting him 15 or 20 or 22. I mean, I'm not sure that's justified in doing that, but that's how you get there. First place votes, 40 for Ohio State, 14 for Oregon, eight for Indiana. So it's a similar deal. Indiana, third and first place votes behind Oregon State, Ohio State, and Oregon, but sixth overall behind Georgia, who does not have any first place votes at three. Notre Dame, who has six first place votes at four. Texas has no first place votes at five. And Miami has one first place vote at seven behind Indiana. So there are five teams with first place votes. Indiana, third and first place votes, but sixth overall. I'm a little surprised that that's true, just like it was in the coaches in the AP. I thought there might be a little more love for Indiana in the media. Honestly, if for no other reason than there are a good many journalists who are Indiana graduates who are probably a little closer, ears on the ground to the situation. Are you surprised that that sort of replicated itself from the coaches' poll?
You're talking about the number of first place votes?
Yeah, just that discrepancy of like their third and first place votes, but sixth in the poll. That's it was out of the ordinary when it happened in the coaches, but the AP voters kind of did the same thing.
Yeah, so I guess that just means there's you either really believe in them or you don't at all in terms of being in one of the elites.
Georgia being three and Texas being five with no first place votes is sort of the inverse.
Yeah, that's. I guess I'm most surprised that Ohio State so overwhelmingly has the most first place votes. 40 first place votes for Ohio State. Second is 14. That's an overwhelming majority.
I want to revisit something that we talked about a little from the coaches poll. In that I believe Ohio State is a placeholder the way that Alabama used to be a placeholder or Clemson used to be a placeholder. When in doubt, when you've got questions about everybody, when the SEC has nine-game schedules, you don't know how that's going to go. When in doubt in the preseason, you just start with Ohio State, and you basically need to be persuaded out of that. I'm okay with that at the moment. I feel like Ohio State has the highest floor in the country. I believe in Ohio State. If I have questions about everybody, I'm going to give Ohio State more benefit of the doubt than Oregon or Notre Dame or Texas or Indiana or Miami right now as a program. Now, you might not over Georgia, which is another interesting one. Again, Georgia's the only team. They finished second and third in the last 2 years. They're the only team that's finished that high in each of the last two playoff rankings. I'm a little surprised that nobody, given questions about these other teams, defaulted to Georgia. Not as much because they believe in Georgia, but because you know that of the, you know, dozens of voters in this poll, the 59 or whatever it was voters in this poll, is that the 69 voters in this
69.
Poll? That's right, you said that.
I thought it had always been 62, but there's 69 this year for some reason.
Me too. I'm a little surprised that not one person was like, you know what, Kirby's done a pretty good job of this. We'll just throw him in at number one. Again, not because you believe in Georgia, but because you don't really over-believe in anybody. So Georgia's just your default choice. I think this is a statement about where Ohio State is as a program, more so than what Ohio State looks like as a team this year. Because they did lose a lot on defense, and they, you know, I feel like last year when they faced difficult competition, they had a bit of a hard time. And, in fact, they did have a bit of a hard time. The Texas game, the Indiana game, et cetera. Playoff game, obviously, with Miami there. I'm a little surprised that they're getting this that this team is getting this much benefit of the doubt.
I tend to agree with that, yes.
All right, what about this text from the 843, go ahead.
And did you say where Clemson's 26?
Yes.
You did say that?
Okay, and I did make this point, which I'll just do it math-wise, and then we'll get to the Georgia question. Missouri is the 25th team with 117 voting points. Clemson is 26, first team out with 112.
Mm-hmm.
Florida is next with 51. So there's a big gap between 26 and 27, not really from 26 to 25, which tells me that Clemson is sort of co-25th. There's basically nothing separating Clemson and Missouri. And if you're asking me, I feel similarly about both those teams. So I don't have a problem with either one of those getting a nod there.
LSU at 11. Justified? Not surprised? What is your reaction to that?
There are a lot of people that think there should be a better rubric for how to do this. If you're just going with who the best teams are on paper at the start of just talent, then I think LSU is right here. If you're trying to correctly predict what the ranking is going to look like at the end of the season, then I think that's too high. Because I would have Texas Tech above them, and I might have BYU above them, and I might have USC above them, honestly. You might put an SMU above them if you're trying to predict toward the end of the season. Now, again, I'm not sure that that's the task of these pollsters. I have a hard time arguing with any other team but maybe Texas Tech. Not that this is a power rating, but we haven't played any games yet. So if you're just lining these teams up on a neutral, I think LSU's better than Alabama. I think LSU's better than BYU. I think LSU's better than Michigan and Washington and Penn State. I'm a little higher on USC. I'm always higher on USC. I'm a little higher on USC than probably this group of pollsters is.
Yeah, we can talk more about this. Alabama at 13 is another one. You mentioned Ohio State as a placeholder. I do feel like there's an element of the voters that say Alabama has to be a top 15 team. I mean, like you start your polls and you just pencil them in because they have to be there. Maybe that proves to be true. Out of 69 writers, voters, they average out to 13. So, which tells me there's some think they are probably top five.
Let's take a break. We'll talk about this on the other side because I think that is an interesting point of contention here with the AP. 654 Roar, if you'd like to get in, we'll be back for more after this.
The countdown is on.
It's on.
19 days until Clemson Tiger football. Presented by Ingles.
Ingles. Low prices.
Love the savings.
Ball rests just inside the left hash. Takes a snap back to throw. Going to throw and it's incomplete. A tip caught. Picked off Hanifin. Hanifin crosses the 35. Gets across the 30. And is wrangled down to the 28.
105.5. 97.5. The Roar. Where every day is game day.
All right, let me tell you about our friends at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. I went to Ingles this morning. I needed three items. Ben, did I get out of there with fewer than 10 items? No.
Did you have a buggy?
No, but they were small items. They were small items. Now, I will say, I thought about just stopping in the middle of one of the very wide aisles, because, you know, they do have very wide aisles, and doing some, ISO bicep curls. Because, like, by the time I got milk and yogurt and some frozen stuff and some produce, it was getting a little heavy. Like, I had to switch arms with that basket. But I did have some self-control. But I saved 5 cents on gas just today. Over the weekend, I saved 30 cents on gas with my Ingles Advantage card. It's amazing. And the experience is great. Again, very friendly. Early in the morning, like 8:30 in the morning. Very friendly. A lot of places you're going in, everybody's trying to wake up. Not at Ingles. They're ready to greet you every single hour of the day. Low prices. Love the savings.
Forget the national noise. We are real talk.
For real fans. 105.5 and 97.5. The Roar. The Roar.
On September 2nd, DraftKings Game Day arrives with massive deals.
Less than a month, just under 3 weeks from now. Texter says this. Very upset that Clemson's out of the poll. Says, Dabo has tanked the brand so bad. Unranked in the AP, we are back to the Bowden era. Can I posit something real quick? There are several things I want to talk about today, and I'm going to both defend and be critical of the current state of the Clemson program, okay? This is a defense of mine, because unless somebody can remind me of something, I don't recall a 6-loss Tommy Bowden team being ranked in a preseason poll. Like, I don't see the brand tanking as much as Dabo built the brand up to an unsustainable spot, and it's leveled off, probably below where it should, but it's leveled off right now. But it's not the same as when he took the job in 2008 or 2009. Because in 2008 or 2009, Clemson would never get votes. Clemson lost 9 NFL draft picks, mostly off one side of the ball, and is getting votes in a poll off a 6-loss season. You're out of your mind. Clemson fans wouldn't even do that.
No.
If, 15, 20 years ago, you're not doing that. So I want to say that, this, in a weird way, this is actually affirmation that Clemson is still in the forefront of the conversation. It's still in the forefront of people's minds after a 6-loss season. I did a quick look at last year's win-loss record, and I know Clemson wasn't ranked. But just notably, I believe no team that lost more than 4 games got ranked last year. No team that lost more than 4 games last year got ranked. I may have missed somebody. Again, I did this very quickly during the break. But I think the worst record, Missouri was 8-5. LSU fired the coach. They went 7-6, but they fired the coach. And Penn State fired the coach. No team that kept their coach and lost more than 5 games last year got ranked. That's where Clemson is. They're in that. They're the only team that you can say that about that's in that conversation.
I am, like a lot of Clemson people who have chimed in, I think that is a blessing, actually, you're not in the top 25.
Agreed.
I do. And it sounds crazy because all we do collectively all year long is talk about how the polls don't matter. But then you can make them matter when you're not ranked. And I have a feeling Coach Sweeney and the Roy bus will make it matter. And it is in some – I would say there's some elements of the program probably need to be humbled a little bit. So this is one of those areas, one of those ways that maybe that happens indirectly.
There are a couple of teams that I'm puzzled about. We'll get to that in a second. First, let's go to Mike and Anderson on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. 654-ROAR is the number. What's up, Mike?
Just enjoying the show, Clock. Good answer to the texter. Praise fairly, criticize fairly. It's that simple, and you did make a good point, or Ben did one. Dabo took the program to a height or heights that they'd never been before, and he slipped from those heights, and I'm going to give him the benefit of a doubt based on what he's done, and let's just see if he can get back there. I don't know if he can. I wouldn't bet against him. I wouldn't bet for him, but just a good answer. Good answer, Clark. But since you're talking about top 25, blah, 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 and please bear with me, I'm still struggling to kind of learn to talk, but I'm going to ask every host this question between now and the kickoff show. I asked Facts today. You're in Ben's, if I could please get your take on this. What is your floor for the Tigers? What is your ceiling for the Tigers? And what is your prediction for the Tigers? And I will remind you very quickly, 15 years ago, a young William Quackenbush was defending Taj Boyd on a daily basis, and you made the statement that they're going to be just fine this year. Just be patient, and you were spot on. So I'd like to get your take on that, please, if I could. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. You sounded great, by the way. Sounded great. And thanks for your long memory on what I said about Taj in 2011. Floor-wise, we got this question. I think this is the floor conversation that we're talking about here. Texter asks, how would you rank Clemson in terms of roster talent? I think it's really hard to do that in the portal era because what do you bank it on? Do you bank it on what everybody did last year? Do you bank it on what they were in recruiting? Do you bank it on
Do you bank it on starters or do you bank it on the whole roster?
Right. I mean, that's difficult, okay? Mm-hmm. I would argue that there were some Clemson teams, and in fact, I want to get to this today. It's one of the things I'm very excited about that I nerded over this weekend. But I would argue that if Clemson had to go into its depth between 2015 and 2020 more than it did, that Clemson would not have had success. So talking about entire rosters, Clemson's never been able to win that game.
They were blessed with few major injuries for a long time, were they not?
Oh, yeah. I've got a list, Ben. It is amazing to think about how healthy and how stable 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19 particularly were, and in fact, how unstable 21, 23, and 25 were.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to some of that. So I don't think that Clemson's ever going to like win that argument. But here's what I would say. I think Clemson's roster is more talented than Georgia Southern, North Carolina, Cal, Charleston Southern, Virginia Tech, Florida State, Syracuse, Georgia Tech, Duke, and South Carolina.
So you did, okay.
I think their roster is more talented than 10 of the 12 teams on the schedule. I do not think Clemson's roster is more talented than LSU or Miami. Therefore, because I do think that's a real thing, I think the ceiling of this team is probably 10-2. I think the LSU game and the Miami, and even if they win the Miami game, I'm not certain that they're not going to step on a rake. This has become a step on a rake program in the last handful of years, and I'm concerned that even if they beat Miami or even if they shock LSU and Baton Rouge, that they're going to lose one to the schedule.
I don't agree with that. How are they a step on the – I mean, give me an example where they've been a step on the rake team.
Well, I think Syracuse and Duke last year. I know Duke won the league, but they were a five-loss team.
Okay, when you say that, though – I think there has to be somebody that you upset in order to step on the rake.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. So,
but yeah, you're
maybe
right
about just
like,
dropping. They just drop a game.
Okay,
you know,
yeah, I'll give you that.
They're a drop a game. The Louisville game, and that wasn't so much that Louisville's a bad team. It was a horrible performance 2 years ago. 23, the Duke game, the NC State game, even the Miami, like, yeah, those were ugly. So. I'm not convinced. So I think they have more talent than 10 teams on the schedule. I think 10-2 is their ceiling. I think the floor is probably – I think it's probably 7-5. I think we saw what the floor looks like for Clemson last year, and I'm not convinced that this schedule is significantly harder than last year's schedule. I also think it would be almost impossible to play worse at home than they did last year and still finding a way to go 7-5.
I think I would agree with you on the floor. I was debating 10-2 was going to be my ceiling. You could see a scenario where 6-6 would be in play, but it's just hard to imagine that, but I suppose that's possible. I mean, heck, anything's possible. 12-0 is possible.
Right. I've said this I've said a million times, you know, every team has a 4-8 in them. In this era, with the way rosters are constructed and every team has a 4-8 in them. Penn State was a national title contender. They lost one game to Oregon, and then they went out west and got smacked by UCLA for no reason. Clemson lost a big opener to LSU and got beaten in theory by, spiritually beaten by Troy, even though they won the second half, and then beaten by Georgia Tech and beaten by Syracuse for no reason. We see this happen with teams all the time now, where the moment that we're in, if the right bad thing goes bad with the wrong mix of players and or staff, then the thing can crumble. Because the worst team on your schedule, the eighth best team on your schedule, the sixth best team on your schedule is probably better now than it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. So I'm glad we're in agreement. 7-10. I'm saying, it's like a lot of people think it's an 8 or 9 win team. You go a win below that and a win above that, a 7-10. I think that makes a lot of sense of what we're looking at, roster and schedule. I'm curious to hear what the other hosts have to say about that. You might hear that next Thursday. Huh. Southern Weaving Food Hall, right here in Easley, 5-8.
Yep.
We might talk about that in a room together, potentially. Short break. We'll come back. More Clemson, more AP preseason poll. 654 Roar, you want to get in? We'll be back for hour two next.
WCCP FM 105.